Flower.
Hey, is Yasmina in by chance?
She's not in right now. Who's calling?
This is Tyler with Cardiff. Her and I have spoke a few times here in the last week and a half. We had extended an offer here to the company. I just wanted to see if she had time to discuss it with her partner. I know she's been a little busy there. What's that?
What is the name of the company? Cardiff?
Bank of Cardiff.
C-A-R?
C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
I-F-F. And this is regarding?
It's regarding some a pre-approval that the company got for some working capital, and she was looking to bring on some for potentially for some inventory and operations that she had, and they had been pre-approved for right around $250K. So, just kind of wanted to see what she was going to be looking to do and how much she might be looking to bring on here. So, do you know when she might be getting into the office, or when would be a better time to call back today?
It will be tomorrow. She's going to be off on the doctor appointments today, but she's going to be in tomorrow morning, and I'll probably have a little chat with her and see what is all this about. And your name is?
My name is Tyler. Are you the other partner there that she has?
Yes.
Okay.
Your
phone
number, Tyler.
What's that?
Your phone number?
Yeah, my direct dial is 858-252-1496.
1496. Okay.
Correct. Did she by chance mention this to you yet?
Yeah, I believe she's running through different companies because we're looking for some new equipment, trucks and stuff. So let me run by with her in the morning, and if you give us a call somewhere around 10 a.m., that would be great.
Yeah, I'll follow up around 10. You said, okay, yeah, we'll do that and touch base because that's definitely something we do. The offer was for equipment as well as capital there, so her and I only really had discussed the capital side. So if you guys are looking to do equipment as well, that's definitely something we can help you out with as well. So definitely discuss that with her today, and we can touch base here tomorrow morning and kind of go over some of those details.
This is one of those where you buy the car transactions, like a money buying myself and stuff like that?
Or this Say is that?
An actual loan?
It depends. On the working capital program, it's basically we're able to free up anywhere from 10 to 15% of your top line, and that's just unsecured cash. So there's no collateral you have to put up, and you can literally use it for however you see fit for the business. There's really no restrictions.
What I'm trying to ask is that's where you buy my sales, pretty much.
Yeah, for the capital, we base it off of your sales. So whatever you did last year...
It is not an interest rate, if just how do you guys call that?
An APR? Like a
APR, yeah, something like
that. Yeah, we don't do it like that. We just have the borrowing amount and a payback amount, so you know exactly how much it is you will be paying back. It's not accrued monthly or quarterly or anything like that.
Yeah,
no. And then you can choose the terms. They're usually anywhere from 3 to 36 months. Typically,
we're
yes.
not interested in anything like that. That's just a rip-off on our side.
Why?
It's too expensive for us.
Say that again?
That we're not interested in any loans like that or any cash flow like that because it's just a rip-off. That's way too much expensive for us.
Why do you say that?
Because it's way too expensive. You guys are more than any average rate that is available on the market. You guys are in a 16-18% at the end of the day.
That's not true at all. Why do you say that?
Because I know the math.
The math on what?
On the way you guys calculate that. It's way too expensive. Whatever you look at it, it's way too expensive.
I mean, what are other places quoting you guys at? I don't...
We haven't
given you a rate on anything.
The ones that we have, they're all the same, and they're all way up there. It if you fell into the same type of program where you buy my sales... And through my credit card sales and all that, it's just too expensive, Taylor. So,
well, I mean, it just depends on what it is you guys are looking to do there. On the equipment side, it's usually starting right around the mid single digits. So I just don't understand why you're jumping conclusions here on
that will be a different issue. You know, if you're a single digit percentage wise for equipment, that will be something that we can talk about. But let me talk about me about that, and then we go from there.
Okay, sounds good. We'll follow up here tomorrow morning then.
All right, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.